Undoubtedly, we had a wonderful revival because somebody got tired and didn't come this morning. But in the name of Jesus, we're going to have a hallelujah good time anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Gospel according to St. John, verses 14 through 16, and I'll read 1 Peter 4, 7 and 8 again for your consideration. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Peter 7 and 8. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity, meaning love, shall cover the multitude of sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. On the base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? Another first Sunday that God has blessed us in this 10th month of our Lord, 2014. At this point, most of our services for the calendar year has almost about done. Just come out of revival where we were blessed real good last Sunday morning throughout Thursday night. We ended on Thursday night on a positive note that regardless of what we are going through or may be going through, we can overcome defeat when we know and believe that we've got the Lord on our side. This morning, I'm going to know whether I'm going to talk to you or preach to you, but I'm going to just do whatever I can do this morning. Hadn't had a day I can remember where I felt this weak. But nonetheless, God is able, and I trust him to be an able God because he has brought me through so many different things, and I know that God is still even here right now. Sometimes we ponder and we wonder, well, pass the baton, but there's some things you just can't pass along because you just don't know when may be your last time. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God has blessed me with a spirit that is not a spirit of selfishness, but a spirit to do what he has called and entrusted me to do. Yes, because of that, I believe that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. Why? Because we serve a God that knows us inside out. We serve a God that understands exactly what you might be going through this morning. And even though you may be in a situation or a position where you don't have all of the answers, you don't have to have all the answers. All you need to know is that if you have Jesus, if you believe in the word of God, then there's an answer to whatever circumstance, situation, problem that you may have. There is an answer in the word of God. Now, we may have trouble sometimes finding that answer, but once we find it, we got to learn how to receive it and take the word just as it is. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't take away from it. We can't fix it to fit our situation, because that is what happened a lot of time, is that we fix things to sort of go along with what we to justify what we want to do. But we must understand that there comes a time that we got to trust the power and the love of a mighty God. As we've gone through our revival, I hope and pray that we refer back to the word of God and just didn't let the benediction and everything just went on out the door. But we need to hold on to some of that word that we got last week. We need to share that good news with some of those that maybe not was able to come. So you ought to be able to tell them about what the man of God told you this week. You ought not have come to God's house and listened to the word of God and you don't know anything that's been said. You ought to be able to say more than we had church last night. You ought to be able to say more than we had a good crowd. Anybody with eyes can see you got a good crowd. Make a little noise, people think that you're having a good time, but sometimes you can make noise and don't have a good time. Sometimes noise is just noise. Now the Bible does declare, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, but when you just making noise just to be making noise, it's just noise. And just noise can be aggravating, but when you are giving praises to the power of a mighty God, those praises will allow you to know that your coming is not in vain. You ought to know that God loves you more than you love yourself. And God is a promise keeper. God's promise that I'll never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. So even in a time such as this, the God that we serve is right here by our side. Even though we realize that there's sickness and sorrow and trouble, if it's not one thing, it's always another. We've been tried by the fire and we've been attacked from every angle. You know how sometimes when the enemy don't get you one way, he'll try you another way. And if that doesn't succeed, he'll try you another way. And if it just can't seem to get to you through you, he'll go through somebody you love. He'll go through something that you love. He'll tear up your car, mess your house up. The enemy has a way of just trying to get your attention that I'm going to bring you down one way or another. The enemy is just like a crab. Every time you get a little bit higher and you're almost about to get out of your rut, that enemy will just grab you and just snatch you right back down. So you thought you were going somewhere, but I got a hold of you one more time. How many of you know you got to learn how to shake him off? You got to learn how to take those little clips and just pull it off of your skin and say, I'm going to be free because I trust the power of a mighty God. I'm not going to allow what the enemy tried to do to me to rob me of the blessings that God had bestowed upon me. I got to trust God. I got to know that when the enemy come to attack me, I got to be watching. I got to be praying. I got to have on our armor this morning. And most importantly, you got to have a mind to stay in the race. That there's so many folk give up because people don't like them. Folk give up because somebody said something about you. Folk give up because you can't get your way. Don't you know God's way is the best way? It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about what the Lord God has told us to do. So why would you want to get wind in your jaws about something that you don't have any power over? So many times we like to get mad at folk because they don't jump to our tune, but everybody's not going to dance to your tune. There's some folk don't like your tune. Anybody know that there's some time everybody not going to jingle to your jangle? There's some folk got a mind of their own. They're going to trust the word of God. They're going to trust what mama told them to do. They're going to realize that there's something that I cannot do because of who I am. There's something, there are some places I can't go because of what I believe. Now you ought to be able to do anything that you want to do that is decent and in order and in the will of God. We do everything we think we're big and bad enough to do. And most of us don't like for anybody to confront us. As long as I'm grown, I can do what I want to do. But how many of you know you've been bought with a price? You can't do what you want to do with God's body. Your body is a temple of the Almighty God. Did not the man of God tell us on the other night, stop scarring up your bodies and drawing all this stuff on your body? We took a little bit and took it too far. I'm going to let that alone. Let us remember that the Bible declares that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. The Bible also declared that Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. Pastor Williams told us last Sunday evening during our homecoming that this place called Calvary, where Jesus took the sting and the power out of death, where the last enemy was swallowed up in victory, where love took a journey to Calvary and suffered, bled, and died because of a deep love. Jesus went to Calvary because he has a love that runs deeper than we are able to really understand. We're not able to understand it in the natural and the moral frame of mind, but this love was a divine and unique kind of love and unconditional love that runs on the wheels of eternal glory. After such a powerful revival, I propose to you a challenge this morning to take a self-examination of where you are with your God. When we sing the song, Oh, How I Love Jesus, the question is, do you really love him? Or are you just singing the song because you know the words? That there's something about that simple, plain little song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why wouldn't I love a God that loved me so much? That he looked beyond all of my faults. He loved me so much that when I didn't have sense enough to come in out of the rain, he still covered me and sheltered me and made everything all right in my life. He loved us so much that those times when we were out there and we didn't care what nobody thought or nobody said, he allowed us to go through that long enough to realize, I don't like what I see when I look in the mirror. I don't like when I think about what I've done in my life. So I decided that I'm going to do things a little bit different. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? You may not be all that you want to be, but aren't you glad you're not where you used to be? There's something about knowing something about the Lord that will draw you a little bit closer to the power of God. And when you get closer to the power of God, you will realize that God is not something to play with. You ought to know that if you say that I love the Lord, you ought to love him with all your heart, your body, your mind, and your soul. But the question this morning is, how deep is your love? Now, we have to understand that this question is directed to your relationship with God. I'm not talking about the love you have for one another. I'm not talking about the love that you got for your family or your friends or mankind. But the question is there any depth to the love that you proclaim to have for God? Some of us boast about I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and I'm fire baptized and all of this stuff, but we don't act like we got Jesus on our side. Some of us boast about the fact that I'm highly favored in the Lord. Anybody in here highly favored? Truth be told, we all highly favored. Because the same God that died for that one that feel like that they are highly favored, he died for you. Same one that died for us died for that man that is out there drunk right now. They can't even see where he's going, but God died for him. And we ought to have a mind to know that because God died for him, we ought to believe that God can do what needs to be done in his life. We sit around with our judgmental selves and we look down on folk because they don't act like we act. They don't go where we go. They don't do the things like we want them to do. But how many of you know every man, every woman got to work out their own soul salvation? We talk about having some depth. You got to be more than just have that lip service or that love that just sort of scraped the surface. You know how some of us, our love don't go no deeper than what you can see. I have asked the question, how deep is your love? And you might not be able to give me an answer. You might not even want to give me an answer, but you're going to have to answer to somebody. Your love deep enough that you can stand the test of time when you've been tried by the fire? Is your love deep enough that you can still speak to your neighbor when your neighbor calls you everything but a child of God? Is your love deep enough that you can reach down to a man that's laying down in the dirt and in the mud and realize that that's still my brother that's laying down there? Are we so holy? We done got to where we feel like we are better than everybody else. But Paul said, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Look what Paul said. Paul is saying is that when we were ungodly, sinful creatures, vile and obnoxious and unworthy of God's favor, but God demonstrates his love for us. And the way he demonstrates this love is giving of himself. Now, what Paul is saying, Paul says that he commended his love toward us. So in other words, he demonstrated his love for us in that he gave his life at Calvary. Not that he had done anything wrong, but the Bible says in that while we were yet sinners. So when we were in our midst, when we were wretches undone, Jesus gave his life for us. So now we got to understand that there is no greater love than this. That a man that will lay down his life for his friends. But now we also got to understand that there's something about love. The Bible declares, but the end of all things is at hand. Ye therefore be sober and be watching and be praying, and above all things have love among yourselves. For love will cover a multitude of sin. Now, how many of us are keeping count of our sins? I know that we remember some of our yesterdays. Some of us remember our last night. Some of us even remember how we got up this morning. And everybody didn't get up telling God, thank you. Somebody got up this morning complaining. Somebody got up crying the blues. Somebody got up acting a fool this morning. When God let his beautiful sunshine shine and allowed you to see another day, that blood still running warm in your veins, it's because of him that you have your being. But yet, we still like to look down on one another. Now, the Bible says that above all things, have love among yourselves. For that love will cover a multitude of sins. So in other words, there are times that I got to love you enough that even when you make me mad, I still got to love you anyhow. Anybody ever love someone to the degree that when you feel like you ought to throw your hands up in despair, but what's down in here makes you embrace them and said, I love you anyhow. If you be told, I'll kick you to the curb. But because of love, my foot won't work. Paul says, use hospitality. In other words, treat one another without grudging. You want to do something for somebody. Oh, Lord. Every time I preach, I keep myself in the behind. Don't never think that your thoughts are not going up to glory. Because when you get ready to do something for somebody and you get the complaining in your mind and you get all mad on the inside and you just still on your way to do it, but you just all messed all up. You look like you don't want to do it, but you're doing it anyhow. Anybody in here like that? I know I have some days like that. That's why I had to let you know I keep my own self in the behind, because there are times when everybody say, oh, John, he's just such a good guy. He'll do anything for anybody. But you don't see no time when John be complaining. You don't see no time when John say, oh, Lord, here they come again. You got to be honest with who you are and where you are in God. So sometimes you might just kill your own blessing. Do you get where I'm coming from? If you do it out of love, sit down and let it alone. What he said? Every man has received the gift. So minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold of grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. I might need to read that for somebody. Because somebody might be going through it. You don't understand why it seems like every time you about to get yourself out of a rut, something else comes your way. That's nothing but the enemy. So the Bible is saying to us this morning, beloved, think it not strange. So don't think it's a strange thing when a fiery trial come to try you. Just when you got your mind made up that I'm not even going to go that way no more, that's when they're going to try you. But what you got to know is that strange things will happen, but rejoice. Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad, also with exceeding joy. So we got to stay focused. We got to stay calm. We got to trust God to work in our faith. We got to use self-control when the enemy tries us. Praying and loving one another with a love that's deep enough to look over our wrongs and look over your disappointments. Sometimes, the one that loves you disappoints you. When you get disappointed, you begin to question, do you really love me like you say you do? If you love me, Webb used to say, if you love me like you say you do, why do you treat me like you do? Foul Chapel, anybody remember hearing that? Now, do you love folk or not? If you love them, you'll treat them like you love them. If you want love, then you got to give love. Someone said love is what love does. Love, the high esteem that God has for his human children, and the high regard that we should have one for another in return. Love is defined as having affection and feelings. God himself is love. Now, when we look at that word deep, it's extending far downward or inward, a profound seriousness. So now the question this morning, how deep is your love? We're talking about a love that penetrates far beneath the surface. Seasoned and matured Christians that have gotten to where now you're all for milk and now you can eat the bread of life. Then when we look at our biblical definition of love, the Bible said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I don't have love, I become as a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. I might have the gift to prophesy, and I understand mysteries, and I got some knowledge, and I got faith, but I even can remove a mountain. But if I don't have love, the Bible says, I am nothing. You can give all your goods to feed the poor, and you can give your body to be burned, and you can do things for other folk, but if it's not out of love, you profit nothing. Love suffereth long. Love is kind. Love cherish. If not, vulnerable, if not itself, love, don't get puffed up. Oh, God. Kind of like this preaching time. Take my time and everybody listening. Don't start nodding. I ain't having no nodding in here this morning. I ain't that sick. Love don't behave itself unseemly. Love don't talk about him or herself all the time. No idea, some folk, all they want to talk about is them. You start talking about something else, and before you know it, they right back around to them. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love like the truth. Love beareth all things. Love believeth all things. Love hopeth all things. Love will endure some things. Love will never fail. Prophecy is going to fail. Tongues are going to cease. Knowledge is going to vanish away. But we got to understand that if we know anything about love, the Bible declared that now abideth faith, hope, and love. All of these three, but the greatest of these is love. I just want to let you know this morning that if you want to have anything for the Lord our God, you got to learn how to love ye one another. You got to love God with all of your heart. You got to love God and know that he is the best thing that have ever happened to you. You got to know this morning that there's something about Jesus that'll make a difference in your very life. Anybody in here know anything about love this morning? Don't you know that God wants somebody this morning that'll trust in the power of a mighty God? You got to learn how to be honest with one another. You got to trust that God will do what he said that he's going to do. Tell me to get on up out of here now. I got to tell you something about how deep is your love. Don't you know that when you love somebody, you got to go deep down in the depth of your heart. But now when we look down here at our text, I'm talking about the love of Christ Jesus. Don't nobody love you like the Lord our God. God loves us with everything that he has. The Bible declared that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Anybody know that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life? For the Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to let you know this morning that that's something called love. You can't get any love any deeper than that. A love that'll go all the way to Calvary's Hill. A love that will go all the way and die on the cross. A love that will stretch high and strong wide. A love that was there when nobody else would be there for you. I want to let somebody know this morning that there's something about the power of God. We got to have power in the name of Jesus. If you know God and know that he's everything that you need, I want to know how deep is your love. You see, love paid the ultimate price. For it was love that gave his life on Calvary. And because love gave his life on Calvary, we ought to trust the power of a mighty God. Anybody glad to know that you got God on your side? I want to thank you this morning for being the kind of God that I love. I want to thank you this morning for there's something about the Lord our God that'll make a way out of no way. Anybody know anything about God? Thank you right now in the name of Jesus. There's something about Jesus this morning that'll make everything all right. I stopped by to ask you a question. How deep is your love? I want to know, did you get anything last week? See, we started out last Sunday morning. What you see is what you get. And I want to thank God this morning that I found out that the Lord God was right there by our side. But then when we talked about that Sunday evening, there's something about this place called Calvary. If you know what happened on Calvary, then you can go on to Monday night. When you've got the power of a mighty God, it will help you conquer the influences of sin. Sin may have you on the one hand, but you can conquer the influence of sin by the power of a mighty God. Sometimes you're not going to have everybody in the midst. Sometimes it's just going to be the faithful few. But the faithful few got to hold on and hold out. Faithful few got to know that the Lord God will be right there by your side. I just stop by to tell somebody that the faithful few might get a little weary. They may get bruised on the head. They may get talked about and pulled apart. But I just stop by to tell you might be bruised, but you're not broken this morning. Anybody glad that they got the power of a mighty God? Anybody glad that they are servant of a mighty God? We got to build on kingdom building. We got to know that everything is going to be all right. Anybody know that when you're going through something, you serve a God that is right there by your side? And the God that I'm talking about told us on Thursday night that I may have had some wrong in my life. I had some ups and I had some downs. I had some things that I didn't get around to doing. But I found out in the name of Jesus that I could overcome defeat. I could overcome my failure. I could overcome the thing that had been going up against me. And I want to know this morning, how deep is your love? Do you love the Lord our God with all of your heart and with all of your mind? Do you love God down on the inside? When you think about Calvary this morning, think about the blood of the Lamb. Think about Jesus dying on Calvary's Hill.
He just didn't die just to die, but he died so that we could have the right to the tree of life. And I thank God this morning that I got the love of Jesus. There's a song that I used to sing. I got the love of Jesus deep down in my heart. And the deeper that it go, the better I feel. Anybody got that kind of love? That deep enough that can't nobody snatch it out of you. But what God has for you this morning, everything is going to be all right. I thank my God this morning that he's right here by my side. How deep is your love? Do you love God enough that you would go with him? Do you love God enough that you would stand by yourself? Do you love God enough that if everybody called you anything but a child of God, you would still stand and say, I am somebody. I'm a child of a mighty king. I am a child of a mighty king. And the Lord God done brought me a mighty long way. For if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side this morning. And the Lord want to know, how deep is your love? Will your love sustain the test of time? Will your love be there when everybody else shut the doors on you? Will your love be there when it seemed like you're all by yourself? What kind of love is this? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that all we got to do is believe in him, trust in what happened at Calvary, and know that even though he laid there on that third day, he got up with all power, took the sting out of death. The last enemy was death. And our God, he has that kind of power that he even took the sting out of that. What kind of love is this that a man will lay down his life for his friends? And then, are we really friends to Jesus? We don't treat him right. We act like he owes us something, when in reality, we owe him everything. Sometimes when our loved ones are gone, we sing that old hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. But I thank God for that privilege that we can take everything. Our good days, our bad days, our suffering and our heartaches, our pains and our disappointments, those times when it seemed like we backed up against a wall, those times when you're between a rock and a hard place, those times when it seemed like people are being wishy-washy with you and they're saying one thing, but they're acting like they want to do something else. But you ought to say what you mean what you say, and be who you are, and trust the power of a living God. God is able this morning. And the Lord God just want to give you that challenge this morning. How deep is your love?